We're going to head to Muncie and be joined by Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And obviously a tough 45-44 loss against Central Michigan on Saturday. And after watching the film, talk about the performance by your Cardinals.
Yeah, obviously disappointed in the outcome of the game. You know, we put ourselves in great position in the first half, played some good football, good complementary football, took a lead in there at halftime. And, you know, the game started out in the second half back and forth in the third quarter there. But we had some game-changing calls that went against us there in the second half. And we got to figure out a way to learn from those and certainly, you know, make sure that we're in that position again, that, you know, we don't do anything that could potentially shoot ourselves in the foot or hurt ourselves, and, you know, making sure you don't have self-inflicted wounds. So we got to learn from it. Obviously disappointing, but we got to get back to work. We got a lot of football left to be played here. We got a big game this week to get prepared for.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach New.
Our first question is from Chris Vanini with The Athletic.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Just wanted to ask you what it's been like coaching in the league this year with the incredible amount of parity. You know, five teams are kind of still in the mix for the division title, and you guys have that up. The bowl game still, two games still to go. What's kind of been your read on the league as a whole this year?
I think the MAC conference is just a great conference. It always has been, and I firmly believe it will continue to be that way. And I think it just speaks to, you know, how good the football is. And I think the coaches in this league do a tremendous job. And you know, obviously the MAC as a whole doesn't get enough credit, but every year you see upsets that take place during the non-conference schedule, and you know, you're going to see good football down the stretch. And I think it's awesome anytime you're sitting here in November and there's a lot of teams still in the mix. I think it's awesome for the conference. And so you know, I've always, you know, being a former player in the conference and being a coach now in the conference, I love this league. And obviously, and you know, we still got two games left to play with a lot at stake, and we got to play our best football here down the stretch.
Do you pay any attention to all the various tiebreakers that could come into play, or are you just focused on your next game right now?
Yeah, we definitely try not to. I know it's very difficult when you're a player, and it's only human when you get out away from our building or you're over on campus at night, or maybe you talk to a family member or a coach back home, and you know, everybody's talking to you about what if this happens, what if that happens, this could potentially happen. And so you try to tune out all the outside noise. You try to focus on truly just being one game at a time. I know sometimes that gets old for people to hear, but you try to just simply tune out to, you know, playing it one game at a time, giving everything you got to the week of preparation, giving everything you got to make sure your body's as healthy as it can possibly be, and get ready for game day. And so we try to approach it, you know, just simply one game at a time approach, and we hope that the players can tune out the noise and focus, and everything else will take care of itself in the big picture. We just got to narrow our focus to the task at hand right in front of us.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
Mike, your defense's ability to just create turnovers, just talk about how productive you have been at that aspect on the defensive side this year.
Our defense has done a really good job of taking the ball away. You know, we have worked hard at that. Obviously, we know how critical and how important that is. If you want to talk about changing your fortunes and getting yourself in the thick of things, that's a big stat in terms of winning the turnover margin. And so for us, our guys have really done a good job of capitalizing when the play has presented itself. We created some huge turnovers in the game the other day that helped us get off to a big lead in the first half, and a lot of it obviously was because of us capitalizing when we had an opportunity. You know, Jacob Wright made a tremendous interception. We had a fumble recovery. We had a fumble recovery on the kickoff, and so those are game-changing plays, and so our guys have done a good job of that. We've been consistent for the most part throughout the year, but that's critical when you get an opportunity to make a play, making sure that you make the available play when you have a chance.
Let's go to our next question for Coach New.
Your next question is from Jordan Guskey with the Star Press.
Hey, Coach, you know, after the game Saturday, you had mentioned you were going to address the lack of discipline you saw late in the game. How did you go about doing that Sunday, and why did you choose about going about it the way that you did?
Yep, I've addressed it with the team on Sunday. We had a long talk. We had a long discussion. Obviously, those are some critical plays. Whether you agree with them or you disagree with them, they were certainly called, and we have to handle that accordingly. That's not who we are. That's not anything that I promote. That's nothing that we tolerate. And so we got to learn from it. Every one of our guys has learned from it. We dealt with it, and we've moved on full speed ahead to getting preparation and getting ourselves ready for Kent State.
So were there some of those calls that you guys didn't necessarily agree with?
That's not something to get into. You know, we've dealt with it accordingly, and we've moved on, making sure our players know, you know, when a mistake is made, there's nothing that you can do about it. You got to make sure that, you know, if you don't agree with something, the way to handle it is not to communicate in a negative way on the field with an official. You got to make sure that, you know, you got to let it go. You got to move on, and you know, let me be the one that communicates.
So what gives you the confidence that that will be left, you know, with the Central Michigan game and won't carry over into any successive weeks?
That's not something that we've done previously to that game. It happened in that game, and it's an isolated situation. That's not something that's shown up for our football team before, and I have every reason to believe that it won't show up again.
Thanks, Coach.
Mike, looking ahead to Kent State, when you look at film of the Golden Flashes, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
A good football team coming off a huge win against Buffalo, a big confidence building win for them. They play hard. Coach Lewis has done a great job. Obviously, everything's built on their flash fast, and so they play very fast offensively. They play very hard defensively, and, you know, to be behind like they were against Buffalo last week, and to see the fight, to see the effort, to see that on tape, you know, we got to be ready to go. It's on the road. It's at their place. And so there's a lot at stake for both teams. So making sure we play our best football here down the stretch is the most important thing for us.
Offensively, your Cardinals certainly are clicking. You scored on six straight possessions in the middle of that contest, and the running game with two rushers over 100 yards. Just overall, you're clicking offensively.
We've got good balance, and last week was certainly one of those games where we had one of our more balanced games, to have two runners, and Caleb Huntley and Walter Fletcher, both over 100 yards. I thought Drew Plitt certainly made some impressive throws. You know, Riley Miller made some big-time catches in the game, and certainly Justin Hall showed why he's you know, got big playability with the explosive play after the catch and showing his speed. And so that's, you know, we just got to continue to do what we do. We got to continue to be balanced. We got to continue to play consistently, and so we got to put points on the board. And you know, we got to just continue that. Our guys know that, you know, it's back to work. You know, we were in a shootout last week. We came up 1 point short, and so we got to figure out a way to score one more point than our opponent. We got to continue to execute at a high level.
Well, Mike, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Kent State. Want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals. Again, rushed for 231 yards in that contest. Again, Walter Fletcher, 115 yards rushing. He added 106, while Drew Plitt threw for 268 yards passing and three touchdowns. For Ball State, again, they will be on the road at Kent State this coming Saturday, November 23rd. Kickoff at noon Eastern, and again, that'll be available on either ESPN Plus or ESPN 3, and we will know the distribution of that within the next 24 hours.